What is up, all you BC WrestlePod nerds out there?
Nerds.
And welcome to nerds. And welcome to another rendition of the Raw Squad Reviews, your WWE Monday Night Raw weekly review team. I am El Jefe Mikey, and joined with me this week is... So, okay. Are we cousins, brother? Because we had Lucha Don't, and now we have the Lucha Dork. So,
Is Lucha Dork?
Yeah, it's Lucha Dork.
Oh, that fucking bastard, Mini. He changed my name. I didn't even notice it.
Well, for the rest of this review, you shall be known as the Lucha Dork.
Oh, that fucker. God damn it.
But in all seriousness, Senor Lucha Don, thank you for joining me once again this week for Monday Night Raw, because what a Monday Night Raw this was.
What it was, this motherfucker was all over the place.
This gave me shades of Attitude Era, and this was a nutty Monday Night Raw. There's a lot of promo stuff. We built a lot of stuff towards WrestleMania. Some stuff I was like, not sure how I feel about this. But I will say this is probably my favorite Raw within the last couple of months or so, honestly.
It was this, you know, this Raw was as many, even though I'm pissed off at him, says it was a banger.
So we got a lot to get through, so let's just get straight into it. So we begin after a recap of what happened on SmackDown with Cody and Roman coming face to face. We start Monday Night Raw this week with Cody Rhodes in the ring. And, you know, we started off the promo okay, and then it kind of just spiraled. I was like, here we go. Babyface. I'm like, Cody, we talked about this. What happened last week? You gave such a good, intense promo last week. And now we're back to babyface Cody with no intensity. I'm like, oh man.
I don't know what the fuck we were doing, but.
Yeah,
were doing something.
We were doing something. And, you know, Cody does thing, points at the sign. The Rock's music hits, which, you know, I was surprised to see The Rock was going to be here. And they had like a 5-minute stare down before Rock came in, whispered something into Cody's ear, and then left the ring as the segment came to an end.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I wasn't expecting The Rock to be there.
Neither was I, which then leads us to backstage because our backstage correspondent, she wants to know, hey, Rock, what did you whisper to Cody? And The Rock says, well, you're going to have to ask Cody, which. We're just going to roll this one in here. Later in the evening, Cody is interviewed, asked the same question, and Cody says, you know, it's something that I can't repeat on TV. So I was just like, I am still holding on to this belief that Cody and Rock are working together this whole entire time. And that this is just like, we're playing a long game to hit WrestleMania, but we'll see what happens.
You know what this is going to happen? I'm doing some fantasy booking thing. What's going to happen is,
tell your fantasy.
Cody and Rock were doing something this whole time, and it's going to cause Seth to get into this match when he didn't need to, which is going to allow him to lose the world title to Drew McIntyre because he had wrestled the other match they won. But then it's going to turn into a Cody versus Seth because he made him lose his original title. So he's coming for Cody's belt because he's going to win at Mania.
Man, I hope that's the case. I want Cody to win so bad. I was like, you will not do this to me once again. Don't do it. But this was an okay promo. I wish Cody gave us more intensity, but I feel that what we got at the end of the night really, really kind of, I was like, all right, I can see what we're going to do here. I see we're good. This was an okay promo, but it redeemed itself when we get to the end, which we'll break down later. From here, Judgment Day is backstage. Damien, Finn, and Rhea tell JD he can't continue to mess up. So he has to make sure that he wins and puts Ricochet down. And Dom needs to help JD complete that in any way possible. Also, Rhea is kind of scolding Dominic for going on SmackDown and not asking for help by interfering with the match with Rey and Santos. Which then leads us into my match of the night, Ricochet versus JD McDonagh. This match was, as you said, Señor Luchadon, as what many would also say, this was a certified banger. This match was, I was like, see, this is what happens when you let Ricochet go. And JD McDonagh sold the heck out of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I you know, the they did a bit where they, you know, did a Canadian Destroyer, and that bit was in fucking insane. Like in fucking insane.
Yeah, that Canadian Destroyer spot was the highlight reel moment for this match. But there was a lot of good stuff, man.
I'm glad they're finally doing the thing where they're showing off that JD McDonagh is a little bit more than just a laughing stock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can actually go out here and wrestle.
Absolutely.
Which is good. And then I'm hoping we're getting a good Ricochet push post-Mania.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, too. One thing I love, one thing I also loved is commentary calling Ricochet, you know, Puma. I was like, shout out to Prince Puma from Lucha Underground, because that's who Ricochet was over there.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, okay, we're getting spicy out here now.
I really do agree with you, Luchadon, and I really hope that Ricochet gets some sort of push after Mania, because this man is capable of doing so much more, and I feel that he's been up and down on main roster, so hopefully they will give him a push and allow him to do something, because I think Ricochet deserves it. But shout out to JD. This match was fantastic as well. All right, strap yourself in, because this is where things are going to get chaotic AF. So Punk's music hits. So CM Punk is coming down to the ring. So we're going to break this down into thirds, because there were like three whole parts to this thing. So CM Punk is in the ring alone, and so he takes in, you know, he's in his hometown of Chicago, taking in the adulation of the crowd, talks about a couple of things, how he's going to be at WrestleMania, but in what capacity, he doesn't know yet. Then he runs down the name of lists who, you know, people who have been talking about him, which includes Drew McIntyre, The Rock, and kind of taking pop shots at him. Which then, once he mentions Drew's music hit, and Drew McIntyre was so unhinged this whole entire time. But
keep in mind, he's been unhinged when it comes to CM Punk since CM Punk got hurt. Like, I'm not sure if y'all are seeing him, like, even on him, like, his, like, TikTok pages, he's still in character. And it's just like, nah, fuck CM Punk.
He is committed to the bit, and I love it. But Drew comes out. He talks for a little bit. He goes to where Michael Cole and Pat McAfee are. My favorite part of this whole entire part before Seth comes out is he turns to the camera fight and says, "Don't film up my kilt, you pervert." I was like, oh my gosh. But then the icing on the cake for me is when Drew mentions that he was the chosen one, that he's here to do the thing. Punk fires back and just roasts him by saying, "Who called you the chosen one? Say their names." And Drew got quiet, and Punk's like, "Exactly." I'm like, oh my gosh, we are taking pop shots at a certain Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Holy crap. I was like, this is going to get wild.
Yeah, some people were too happy about that. I was just reading on Twitter about that. Somebody said, he goes, this really isn't productive for anyone involved. At best, reestablishing CM Punk as someone who will say anything anytime. At worst, a reminder of the ongoing sex demon case that WWE's name is all over.
Yeah, so, all right, so let's give our take. So I totally understand where people are coming from, because especially with an ongoing investigation like this. But at the same time, I feel that using this as, what's the word I'm looking for? using what's happening right now as part of a promo, I think has been a staple of wrestling all this time. But man, I love that Punk is using this in this context against Drew. So I'm not mad at it. I totally understand. And we here at BC WrestlePod are respecting all the victims and everything. But for me personally, I can't speak for the rest of the guys. I am okay with Punk saying the thing that he did because it's professional wrestling. We can't just pick and choose. Like, everyone wanted to see Punk do this in the other company, but now that he's in WWE, people have an issue with it. I'm like, no, we can't do that. Can't now, granted that
this thing.
Yeah, granted that WWE is more PG than other wrestling companies, but after tonight, I don't know, man. Yeah, we're slowly starting that shift away.
Yeah, I think after tonight, we're going to go ahead and make this a back to TV 14.
Which is why we're going to Netflix.
Netflix.
Or Raw, which is going to be an interesting thing. So, as these two are going back and forth, as Seth...
Yeah,
music,
yeah, the superior show Raw is going to Netflix, not that little baby-ass bitch SmackDown staying on USA, fuckers.
Hey, Luchador, be careful, because I'm part of the SmackDown team, and yes, I'm with the Monday Night Raw team, but I'm also the SmackDown team,
too. Nah, he changed my name to Luchador. I gotta say something.
That's very fair. That's Minnie's fault, not mine. But Seth, yeah, so Seth's music hits. He comes down to the ring. He attempts to get the Chicago crowd over, but I'm like, I mean, come on, it's Punk. There's no way you're going to do that. And Seth basically tells Punk that you need me to have a WrestleMania moment. I'm like, oh, damn, here we go. Which then, you know, Punk and Seth go at it for a little bit. Punk leaves because he roasts both of them as he leaves. And because the last thing Punk says before dropping the mic says is that I have done more in the last few months than you two have done to make yourselves relevant. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then shout out to Drew McIntyre because he continues to be unhinged. He gets into the ring and he literally starts rapping lines from Eminem's Stan.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh my gosh, which then prompts Seth Rollins to kick him, give him a kick and then a curb stomp for this segment to go off the air. This promo was unhinged and it was chaotic, but I loved every single moment of it. And then we come to find out later via wrestling news that Punk went over a couple minutes more than he was supposed to before Drew McIntyre interrupted.
Well, if they're going to let The Rock get away with it, they're definitely going to let CM Punk get away with it.
Right. But this was an unhinged promo, but I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm like, if this is the kind of promo work we're going to get post-Mania, sign me up, especially since we're trying to get back to Attitude Era-esque with the PG TV 14 once we get to Netflix. But I thought this was a very fun promo, even if it was chaotic during it.
Shout out to Rhea Ripley for the sneak face she threw at the house shows, by the way.
We'll get to that because that comes up during the promo between her and Becky because Lord have mercy.
Shayna Baszler did the same thing every single one of us would have done.
I was literally in Dolph Ziggler's voice watching that video with Shayna Baszler. It should have been me.
Should have. You saw it. She got that. She was like, do it to me. Do it to me.
See, I love that the house shows are also unhinged because pretty much the wrestlers are just having a good time. I'm like, that's what house shows need to be.
Well, they got to let the wrestlers have fun sometimes. Exactly. Otherwise, their job would just suck.
Exactly. So we leave this little segment behind and we get a quick promo backstage pre-taped of our anime villain Shinsuke Nakamura, who promises to turn Jey Uso's dream into a nightmare tonight on the road to WrestleMania.
Shinsuke Nakamura has become the TV main bad guy.
He really is. He's
your top baby face. You're facing Shinsuke on TV.
Oh, absolutely. And who knows, maybe that's what Shinsuke wants to do, but Shinsuke seems to be enjoying himself in this iteration of his character, and I'm here for it because...
Well, it's because he can finally actually speak Japanese.
Exactly. Just allow him to speak Japanese and do the subtitles. It's not that hard, and I'm glad WWE decided to do so. So then we get our only women's match of the evening, which was like a short minute and a half. We had Candice LeRae taking on Ivy Nile. This is continuing to build Candice LeRae being the ultimate Monday Night Raw mean girl. And, you know,
way too short.
It was way too short. Obviously, it did fulfill its purpose because now Indy Hartwell, who was at ringside, is just like, looking at Candice like, I don't know what we're doing anymore. Like, what happened? I don't know if we're going to split, if Indy's going to go dark with Candice, like, and turn heel, but this is way too short of a match. Candice wins by pinning Ivy with leverage from the ropes. So, I mean, it is what it is. This is going to be the part where points get deducted because this is your only women's match and it was very, very short. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
At least they're having a consistent storyline with somebody.
I mean, that is very, very fair. This is the third week in the row where we've developed Candace's and Indy's, like, story with all the other women in the locker room. I'm hoping post-Mania we can kick it off into the next stage where now we can start to see either some repercussions or people pushing back against Candace for her nasty behavior. Because everything has been in-ring, but no promos, no backstage segments, no nada, as, you know, I would say. But speaking of backstage, we cut back to the New Day and DIY just trading jabs at each other verbally, and Awesome Truth comes in. Again, R-Truth needs to be protected at all costs. He is so funny.
Cut to commercial break.
I died during that match, but more importantly, like, I thought this was a funny segment, but if you notice in the background, we saw Drew McIntyre talking to Paul Heyman. I'm like, I smell shenanigans during this tag team match at WrestleMania, or shenanigans during the match on night two. I smell shenanigans. Drew is going to find his way to get involved in some capacity.
Oh, when he was talking to Paul? Yeah, I saw that. I think their solos are going to come in and, like, Simone spike the fuck out of Seth.
Oof. That is
also, I just saw, I think he is 0-32 or 0-34 since he beat John Cena, Sokoa, which just sucks because Solo is a fucking monster.
He really is. And I'm just like, what are we doing? But I'm interested to see what happens with Drew and Paul Heyman come WrestleMania. So we'll see what happens with all that. Next, we are supposed to get a tag team match, so the New Day versus DIY. We go through, like, about a commercial break, 8 minutes, and then Judgment Day comes in and causes a double DQ, and Judgment Day just squashes all the tag teams that are out there.
Which is still, I mean, we just gotta get JD and Dominic to stop fucking losing matches, and this faction actually looks pretty scary.
Yeah, I actually really like that Judgment Day beat everyone, and this is where the favorite part of R2, cut to commercial.
He's like, oh, you want a break? We'll break you in half. And then they beat up R2.
I thought this was fantastic. Judgment Day is looking strong, which then sets up what we're getting next week. We're getting New Day and DIY taking on the Judgment Day, which should be a really fun match. The only critique I have is because we are dealing with all these Raw tag teams who are involved in this six-pack, that SmackDown is kind of by itself a little bit.
Well, it's also the same, like, four tag teams. We can get, like, Alpha Academy or somebody involved in this shit.
Well, okay.
We're going to see the same rotation of the same people beating each other up until Mania. Well, I mean, it's only one more week, but still.
Right, so we have to do something to keep the tag teams there, but as we said, as me and the professor said on Friday for during our SmackDown review, of the four teams that made it into the final bracket, we're hoping to see Street Profits and, you know, New Catch Republic make it into the tag teams. But who knows? We'll see with all that.
I think I'm going to throw it out there just, you know, because I know Minnie wasn't there. You know, I got to pick up for his slack. I think the Authors of Pain, they're going to stop the Street Profits from going in.
Which means that, yeah. Which means
Phantasma or something like that. One of the Luchas.
Well, you know, so based on
the support. Yeah.
So,
And new catch, I think, is going to be in regardless.
Right. So me and Professor talked about it on SmackDown, and we both agree that I think Grayson and Austin are going to that ladder match because Authors of Pain and Final Testament will be stopping the Street Profits. And then I think New Catch Republic should be in that match too. So we'll see what happens with all that.
Also, how do they somehow make Austin Theory's new entrance music even worse?
I
prefer his old one over this one.
Yeah, this was not great. Yeah, this was not great. I was like, all right, well, okay, I guess that's okay. Fine, whatever. Alrighty. So now we cut from commercial backstage. We're with Gunther. Gunther is in like his IDGAF face because he's asked if he's worried if he's going to be watching Sammy tonight. And Gunther's like, Sammy's not going to win tonight and he's not going to beat me at WrestleMania. Why should I be out there? And he's just like, and he leaves. I was like, all right, well, that's cool. Gunther is playing mind games, and we'll talk about Sammy because Sammy is in his head and he needs to get out of it. And thankfully, Chad Gable is helping to get him out of there because, yeah, he needs to get out of there.
Gunther's straight up a menace.
Oh, absolutely. And so from here, we get our match, Andrade versus Giovanni Vinci. This is a good 7 to 8 minute match. The chop from Giovanni to Andrade's chest, man. That thing was loud.
Oh, hold on. Watch the Canadian Destroyer bit again. God, I love that spot.
Yeah, that Canadian Destroyer. Ugh, so good.
Ricochet out here wrestling like his rents do.
Exactly. He is standing on business, as the kid said.
Andrade, it was supposed to be versus Ivar, but apparently he's hurt now, too.
Yeah, so hopefully that doesn't mean he's hurt, because I'm like, really? Both of the Viking Raiders are out? Aw, man!
Dude, his brother's been out for how long?
Yeah, Eric has been out for a while, so here's hoping that Osmania, we'll see both of them back in the ring, because I missed them.
Can I get Eric and Ivar versus Big Bronson Reed and Otis?
Just give me all the big boys.
Big boys doing big boy things. Big boys do big slap meat. But yeah, this match was dope. Andrade did his thing and won. He has a new finisher that looks pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I thought Andrade and Judgment Day are going to be doing stuff. Hopefully, maybe that's still the plan post-Mania, but it feels like we kind of forgot about that for a little bit.
Yeah, he seems like he's super, like, doesn't know what's going on right now, like, with what they're doing with his character.
But here's hoping that there are plans post Mania that will allow Andrade to do something. So now let's get into another promo segment, Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. So Rhea Ripley comes out with Dominic and she talks
Ripley and Becky Lynch punching Dominic in the face.
Oh, you know, that's really the whole thing, honestly. But Rhea comes out first with Dominic. She talks about how, you know, a certain someone hasn't been talking about a lot about her, which cues Becky to come down to the ring. Now, let's talk about, because we mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Rhea Ripley, you know, begins talking about it, that she is the star, that she is this, she is that, and that, you know, she doesn't need anyone talking about her. Which Becky fires back because it's like, you're not worth talking about because all you do is like show your butt on, you know, social media at house shows. And I'm like, but Becky though. But Becky, like, come on now. Shayna Baszler wanted it.
Becky, I've seen you do the same thing with some of the outfits you wear. Come on, shut up. We've seen the picture you posted, the up, up, down, down.
That was wild, by the way. We talked, like, it was talked about before, but that was wild. But anyways,
I don't want to hear nothing. Rhea Ripley, please show more booty.
Buddy Matthews, you are a very lucky man. Like,
that's true.
Mommy.
Mommy, do your mommy things. But yeah, and then Dominic got punched in the face. Like, it was straight up I said slow-mo. It was straight up. He punched her. It was no like.
Becky literally punched Dominic in the face. But the thing that I've been asking for this feud is for it to get personal, and it did, because Rhea calls Becky a cockroach, and tells her that at WrestleMania, she's not going to go as far as to kill her, but she wants, after the match is over, she wants Becky to go home, sit on the couch, watch Rhea do what Rhea does on television, and then watch her daughter, Becky's daughter, Rue, call Rhea mommy. And this is where Becky gets very passionate in this, because she tells Rhea that's the only chance, that's the only pass she's getting to talk about it like that. And then Becky gets personal because she says that, you know, my daughter never met my father. So she never met, you know, Rue has never met her grandfather, which is to insinuate that Becky's dad is no longer of this earth. Rest in power, rest in peace, however, you know, you want to do it. And so she tells Rhea that it might be a joke to you, but it's not to me. And you can tell that Rhea looked like she was a little hurt from it, too, from saying it.
Yeah, because they're friends, but, you know.
I'm like, Rhea, you are such a wholesome. Listen, we may thirst over you, but you have a beautiful soul. Like, Rhea's so good, and she's so nice. I love her. But then we get into
what you're doing. We love you. You're a great person, but also step on me.
Yeah. Step on me, senpai. What? Anyways, which then leads into Dominic trying
all woman wrestlers here at the My Comic Wrestling Podcast.
Honestly, which then leads into Dominic, you know, getting mommy out of there and then Becky punching him and then Rhea gets mad and then they throw blows and a fight breaks out as the segment ends, which is like, finally. They fought and we made it personal, which is what this feud has been missing leading into WrestleMania. This was a fun segment. I really, really enjoyed it. Alrighty. So we head backstage really quickly. Sami Zayn and Chad Gable are talking. Sami forgives Chad for what he says after Chad apologizes for it, but Chad still reiterates that he needs to be in a different mindset in order to beat Gunther. Which plays out in the match that we get. Big Bronson Reed versus Sami Zayn. The fact that Sami tried to lift Bronson and got close, but no cigar. I was like, oh, Sami is that dude. I love Sami.
He's just him.
He is, as the kids would say. But Gunther comes out to the stage to watch the match. Sami gets in his head. That causes a distraction, which allows Bronson to avoid a haluva kick. And then Sami gets hit with the tsunami and pinned for the three count. So Sami loses this match.
Yeah, Sami lost.
Which I was like, very interesting. But this leads into what we get backstage later with Sami Zayn and Chad Gable. Sammy's upset. He tells Chad he should have listened. And Chad says, this is what Gunther does. He gets in your head. He makes you doubt. He plays games. So you need to find a different way to be able to face Gunther. And Sammy's like, you know what? I need the help. And then he's like, I need your help. And Chad's like, all right, let's go talk. So I'm very interested to see what Chad and our Sammy talk about to get him ready for this match. Imagine this is the return of El Generico.
Dude, don't get me excited for that.
I know.
He brings back his long lost brother? What do you mean?
Oh my gosh. Sami calls in his brother to help him out. It's super fantastic. So then, prior to this, we get main event Jey Uso cutting a promo on Shinsuke Nakamura, which Solo and Jimmy Uso come in to interrupt with the no yeet, and then they leave. Which then means we get into our main event match of the evening, Jey Uso versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I thought this was a fun match. It served its purpose. It was a quick 7-8 match. Give Jey a win because we need to keep the momentum going for him since he's going to be facing Jimmy at WrestleMania to keep them going. So the match itself was pretty decent. It was great. It was fine. But then during this match, though, Jimmy and Solo come out and then Cody pops up to throw them to the back. So Jey wins the match. And then we cut backstage where, all right, strap in, because this is where things get wild.
Unhinged.
So Cody is beating up Jimmy and Solo. And then who should appear to beat up Cody but Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Which then proceeds into a seven-minute ass-whooping as The Rock just beats Cody up for 7 whole minutes.
Dude, he made him bleed.
He made him bleed, and then he put the blood on the belt that has Mama Rose on it. Oh my gosh.
The Rock went like, he's like, that was like beating up Mankind with the steel chair and beating his head in and then forcing the fake I quit.
Cody,
that's the kind of Rock we got.
Yeah, Cody got the tar beat out of him. He got thrown into the bus a couple times. He bled. The Rock put the belt, covered it in blood, and he's going, oh my gosh, he's going to give it to Mama Rhodes at WrestleMania. That's going to be nuts.
It's going to be nuts.
This was a fantastic ending to a very fantastic episode of Raw. We talked a little bit about this before we started the recording, but I'm just going to jump straight into it. I give this a 9 out of 10 Raw. This was my favorite Raw within the last couple of months. And this is not even the go-home show yet. Holy crap, man. But yeah, I give this a 9 out of 10. A lot of the promo segments were fun. My only critique is one women's match. I wanted them to get more. But we got a lot of good promos. We got a lot of angles and different stories going into Mania and things that can happen post-Mania. This was a fantastic Raw. So I'm giving this a 9 out of 10. Señor Lucha Don't, what do you give this week's Monday Night Raw?
I agree. 9 out of 10. Easy. 9 out of 10.
And again, I'm worried because I enjoyed this so much. I'm worried that the go-home show next week isn't going to live up to it. But
I feel like if they have more shit like this, I feel like it will.
Oh, absolutely. But this is super fantastic. This was a fantastic episode of Raw. But now we're going to get up on out of here. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Raw Squad Review. We will be back next week to cover the Go Home show. And stay tuned because Monday Night Raw Squad Review is going next week is the place you want to be because we're going to be dropping and the exclusive news of what our plans are for WrestleMania weekend. So stay tuned. Monday Night Raw gets the exclusives. It's going to be fantastic.
We're the better show.
But you can find all other reviews here on the BC WrestlePod YouTube channel. Follow us all over the social medias at BC WrestlePod. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok, Threads. We're pretty much everywhere. You can also check out our one-stop shot of social medias and also, you know, to support us with a little cash donation, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and a Patreon in the next level link in our bio. So make sure you hit that to see everything and follow us on everywhere. If you can't dedicate to watching our beautiful faces, we have audio podcast versions of our reviews that come out a day after the videos on YouTube do, so you can still listen to all the stuff and catch yourself up for the next episode of your favorite wrestling show. And of course, if you want to see us live and in person, some of the BC WrestlePod boys are heading to New Jersey Wrestle Show on Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th. We're going to have a table there, so we're going to have some merch. Come by and buy some merch. Say hi to us, and let's enjoy some good in IRL conversations about wrestling because we're super excited. It's going to be a great time. But me and Lucha don't need to get up on out of here because we got other things to do. But from us here, our other co-host Luis, who will be here next week, which is going to be fantastic, and as well as the rest of the BC WrestlePod boys, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, stay iconic. And more importantly than anything, you deserve to finish your story. We will see you next week for the Go Home Monday Night Raw show. But until then, ta-ta for now.
Mommy sit on my face.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another Vibe Tribe production. What's going to happen next time? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. But until then, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, and as always, make sure that you keep the good times rolling. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.